Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and this week's movie is The Smashing Machine. What's it about? Mark Kerr, played by Dwayne Johnson, is one of the pioneers of mixed martial arts and the UFC. This is the story of how he and Mark Coleman, played by Ryan Bader, battled through the early years of the sport doing what they loved and trying to make a living. Through drugs, competitors, different organizations, and their personal relationships, The Smashing Machine pays tribute to how they helped to establish what is now one of the biggest sports in the world. Who's in it? Dwayne Johnson, Emily Blunt, and Ryan Bader. What's to like? As an origin story, this film is an important one, allowing us to learn about two of the pioneers of the sport and how what we see today in MMA has transformed from what these guys were doing in the developmental years of the sport. Essentially, this is a love letter to MMA. It showcases the thrills, the spills, and the kills, from the adrenaline of fighting and winning to injuries, recovery, and interpersonal relationships to ultimately how the sport can kill the body, the mind, and the spirit. There's the love between the two Marks, beautifully caring for each other while trying to knock each other's brains out, and the relationship between Mark and Dawn that, while toxic, was still rooted in love. It is clear that Dwayne Johnson put in the work to transform his body as well as to elevate his portrayal of Mark Kerr. The chemistry between Johnson and Bader is memorable, and Johnson and Blunt together on screen, it's explosive. What's not to like? Johnson and Blunt brought a rawness to their characters that, while providing a peek inside their relationship, it was a bit off-putting. It made me really dislike Blunt's character, which I suspect was the goal. The filmmakers do a great job of presenting their conflict, but they might have leaned too much into that turmoil than the sport itself. And then, the fight scenes are serviceable, but not must-see exciting. You'd be better off watching the PFL or Bellator. My rating? A valiant tribute that is unfortunately not memorable. There's a lot of wrestling, but the techniques they use to grapple eventually made me want to tap out. I check this one out at home, two reels. I'm on most social media as The Real Critic, that's R-E-E-L, and I'll see you next time.